You learn fast that a house loses heat the same way a tired body loses breath. It slips through cracks you never noticed. You feel it most on a cold morning when the wind cuts through the rooms and the heater works twice as hard. You stand in the doorway and sense the draft roll across your ankles. That tells you the home is exposed. It also tells you the bills will rise if you do nothing. You start with your own hands because no one is coming to rescue the structure. You look at the windows and see small gaps where trim has pulled back. The door shakes when the wind hits the frame. Each flaw becomes a point of entry for cold, moisture, and long-term damage. You prepare to seal the weak spots and take back control. This is where the real work begins. Chapter 1. Assessing the home and finding the leaks. You start by facing the outside of the house, because the truth shows itself there first. You stand far enough back to see the structure as a whole. Corners take the first hit from weather, so you read them like pressure points. You watch how the wind curls around the siding. You can feel where it pulls. Cold air creates its own path, and it finds the weak spots before you do. Your job is to follow it. You move along the exterior walls. You check places where trim meets siding. You press lightly on each board to catch any movement. Loose trim means the seal has failed. You look for cracks around window frames. Even thin ones pull heat from a room all winter. You check the caulk lines and see where they have dried and split. The gaps are small, but they work against you every hour the heater runs. You know each one adds to your bill. You crouch near the base of the windows. You look at the transition between frame and wall. That is where moisture tries to sneak in. You look for stains or dark marks, because those show past leaks. You know that damage repeats if it is not sealed right. You track the line all the way around the window. You stay patient, because the small details matter here. You want to know exactly where the structure is losing energy before you pick up a tool. You step back and check the windows for movement. You press one hand on the lower sash and feel if it shifts. Any wobble means air can slip through. You test the upper sash the same way. If it rattles under your touch, that tells you the weather strip inside is worn and the frame is fighting the outdoor pressure with no support. You add that to your mental list. A clean seal is only possible when you understand how the window behaves when stressed. You shift to the doors. These are the first and worst offenders when the cold sets in. You stand inside the frame and close the door slowly. You watch the gap between the edge of the door and the frame. You check if the light comes through. Light means air. Air means money. You run your fingers along the hinge side to feel for misalignment. A sagging door breaks its own seal. You know it will take proper weather stripping later, but right now, you are only gathering the facts. You close the door and listen. The latch should catch with confidence. If it sounds weak or loose, that means the strike plate is out of alignment. A bad fit invites drafts. You mark it in your mind as another point of failure. You want a door that shuts firm, because a firm shut stops air from shifting the inner temperature. You breathe in and feel for movement at the bottom of the door. Cold air usually rides low. If you sense a thin sweep of cold, you know the threshold is not doing its job. You move to the incense or smoke pencil test. This is where the leaks confess. You light the smoke source and hold it close to the window frame. You watch how the smoke behaves. If it drifts straight up, the seal holds. If it pulls sideways, you found a leak. The movement is subtle, but clear. You move slowly around the frame, so you do not miss a spot. The smoke bends again, and you confirm a second leak. You repeat the test around each window. You feel the pressure of the task, but you also feel more control with each detection. You carry the smoke to the doorframe. You watch the stream bend near the top corner. That tells you warm air is escaping. You take note. You slide the smoke down the latch side and listen to the faint hiss as air tugs the trail inward. You continue along the bottom. The smoke flips direction along the threshold. That means cold air is pushing in. You see the house with new eyes. It is not failing. It is simply asking to be sealed right. You step back inside and start identifying what materials match the problems you found. You choose a high-quality exterior sealant for the outdoor gaps. You choose interior-grade caulk for the inside joints you will handle next chapter. You shake the weather-stripping packaging and feel its thickness. You want foam for small gaps and rubber for heavier drafts. You pick a version that compresses without breaking down. Durability saves you from repeat work. You choose a smoke pencil refill so you can retest later. You lay out gloves, safety glasses, and a mask for sanding any loose paint around gaps. You want to protect yourself before you protect the house. You return to the windows and take a second walk. This time, you observe with purpose. You know where the weak spots are. You confirm them with your hand. You hold your palm a few inches from the gaps and feel the temperature difference. The cold creeps through without apology, but you do not step back from it. You study it. You want a full picture of how the home interacts with weather, because proper sealing starts with understanding the enemy. You check exposed corners of the house. You watch how the wind breaks against them. If the wind curls back toward the wall, it increases the pressure on the caulk lines. That means exterior work must be neat and continuous. A interruption in the line becomes a failure point. You take mental notes of where the wind hits strongest. You do this because weatherproofing is not only about sealing gaps. It is about reinforcing the structure where the environment pushes hardest. You walk the perimeter once more. You look at the condition of the siding. You do not seal siding in this chapter, but you need to know if warped panels are affecting the windows. Gaps form when siding shifts. You run your hand along each board. If you feel movement near a window, that tells you the window frame may be strained. You add that to your list, because sealing that window will take more precision later. You return to the doors with one final test. You close the door again, but this time you lock it. A locked door should pull tighter into the frame. If the draft remains, the issue is not alignment. It is the seal itself. You press the back of your hand against the edges. The skin there is more sensitive to temperature. You feel the cold edge stand out. That is enough to confirm the problem. You step back and breathe. The inspection is complete. You have a map of the house's weaknesses. None of these gaps will fix themselves. The house depends on you to do the work right. You have the materials. You have the plan. You understand where the energy is escaping and where the cold forces its way in. You know the cost of doing nothing. You also know the reward of sealing each point with intention. You end the chapter standing inside the doorway again. The draft is still there. It moves across the floor with a quiet persistence. You feel it hit your ankle once more. It is a reminder of why you began this process. You stare at the door and picture the seal you will build. The next step is not inspection. It is action. You prepare to shut down the drafts from the inside. Chapter 2. Sealing the interior and building the first protective layer. You start inside because this is where the warmth escapes first. The inspection told you where the pressure points live. Now, you stand in front of the nearest window, with the tools ready. You feel the room settle. You know the leaks are small, but small leaks have a steady hunger. They take comfort from the home, one draft at a time. You prepare to shut them down. You run your hand along the inner frame again. You feel the gap beneath the trim. You press lightly and feel movement. That is where the interior grade caulk will work. You open the cartridge and check the tip. You cut it small because control matters more than speed. A wide cut makes a messy line. You want a clean bead that fills the gap without spilling onto the wall. You hold the caulk gun with a steady grip. You place the tip at the start of the joint and squeeze slow. The material flows. You guide it with intention. You drag a gloved finger along the bead to smooth it. You check for air pockets. You fix them before they dry. You move to the upper joint. You apply the same patience. You stay aware of the frame's texture. If the trim is uneven, the caulk needs to ridge the ridge. You do not rush. Interior sealing is about precision. The goal is not to hide flaws. The goal is to stop the air from moving. You fill each thin crack. You clean the excess with a damp cloth. You check the bead for consistency. You know this line will work if it dries without gaps. You leave it alone to set while you examine the next window. You choose a window where the leak revealed itself through the smoke test. You kneel and inspect the sill. You look for the gap between the sill and frame. It is slight, but real. You load a small piece of foam backer rod and press it into the deeper crack. That gives the caulk something to rest on. A seal without backing fails under pressure. You roll the foam until it fits flush. Then you run a tight bead of caulk on top. You smooth the line with one stroke. This window will hold better now. You stand and check the window's movement. You press the sash again. It feels firmer. You know the interior seal will reduce rattling once the caulk cures. You take note of that improvement. Progress matters in work like this. It pushes you toward the next task. You turn to the first door. This is where the drafts were strongest. You open the weather stripping package. You measure the door frame. You cut the strip to length. You peel the adhesive backing and apply it along the hinge side first. You press firm with your thumb to set the bond. Then you close the door to test the fit. It should compress without crushing. You listen for contact. The door should meet the strip with a soft sound. If the pressure is too light, the seal will fail. If too heavy, the door will not latch. You adjust the placement until it sits right. You move to the latch side. This is where misalignment exposes the home to cold air. You apply the weather stripping with the same care. You close the door to check the balance. If the latch struggles, you adjust the strike plate. You loosen the screws and shift the plate slightly upward or downward depending on the alignment. You tighten the screws. You close the door again. It catches with more certainty. A clean latch improves the seal. You confirm the draft is weaker. You kneel to inspect the gap beneath the door. Cold air rode straight through here during the smoke test. You lift the threshold cover and see where the old seal has flattened. You remove the worn material. You clean the grooves. You install a new flexible strip into the track. You press it into place until it sits even. Then you lower the threshold and lock it back in. You close the door and feel the difference. The cold does not rush through the way it did earlier. The home is starting to hold its own. You move to the door leading to the garage. Heat loss is common here because the temperature difference is stronger. You check the frame with your hand. You feel a faint draft at the upper corner. You install a thin piece of adhesive foam there. You close the door and feel again. The draft fades. You work down the frame. You keep the pressure light, so you do not distort the strip. Thin adjustments create long-lasting results. You stand back and test all the seals you have applied. You move from window to window. You feel for any remaining drafts. You check the caulk lines for evenness. You make sure the weather stripping has bonded to the frame. You retest with smoke. The trails move straighter. The leaks surrender, one by one. You feel the home shift towards stability. You adjust the indoor temperature to create pressure. The heater turns on. Warm air flows across the room. You move slowly with the smoke pencil again. You watch for movement around your new seals. Most lines hold. One window pulls the smoke slightly. It is a small flaw at the lower corner. You place a small bead of caulk there and smooth it in. The correction takes only a moment, but prevents long-term loss. You sit back and look around the room. You feel the air settle. You listen to the quiet. Drafts make sound when they move. When the room is sealed right, the air holds still. You can hear the difference. It tells you the interior sealing is working. You feel the pressure of the task ease. You gain ground here. You gather your tools and clean the workspace. You let the caulk cure. You let the weather stripping set. You stand near the door once more and check the floor. The cold sweep is thinner now. It barely brushes your ankle. The home is learning to protect itself again. You finish the chapter knowing the interior layer is only the start. The real battle waits outside. That is where the weather hits hardest. The exterior will test your precision and your patience. Chapter 3. 1. Exterior reinforcement and year-round protection. You step outside with the materials in hand. The cold meets you first. It presses against the siding and windows with more force than anything inside. This is the side of the home that takes the damage. This is where the real weatherproofing begins. You look along the wall and see the same gaps you mapped in the first chapter. Now you are ready to close them for good. You start at the window that showed the strongest movement during inspection. You brush away loose dirt and old caulk. You use a scraper to cut out the failed sections. You remove enough to create a clean edge. A new seal cannot bond to a cracked surface. You wipe the frame. You make sure the material is dry. You pick up the exterior grade caulk. It is thicker for a reason. It has to face sun, cold, rain, and shifting wood. You cut the tip wider than you did inside, so the bead can withstand pressure. You place the tip at the start of the frame and squeeze steady. The caulk settles into the joint with weight. You feel the resistance as the bead fills the gap that once pulled heat through the wall. You smooth the line with a gloved finger so it forms a weather-tight seal. You check the top joint twice, because water collects there. Water is the first enemy of any structure. If it gets behind the frame, it spreads damage deeper than drafts ever could. You seal the upper corner with a second reinforcing pass. You know it will hold. You walk to the next window. You repeat the cleaning, cutting, and sealing. You move with more confidence now. Your hand knows the pressure needed to build a strong bead. You shape each line so it connects with the next. A broken pattern invites failure. You stay focused Exterior sealing is not about appearance. It is about control over what enters the home when the weather turns hard. You crouch at the lower frame. This area takes the most punishment from rain. You push the caulk deep into the joint. You reinforce the lower corners with a thicker bead. You test the line with gentle pressure. It should not dip or hollow. If it does, you add more. You only stop when the joint feels solid. You want a barrier that lasts through seasons. You move to the door. You check the trim where it meets the siding. You see a narrow gap from settling. You load the caulk gun again. You run a clean line down the trim edge. You smooth it and feel the frame shift into stability. You check the upper joint. You add a second bead along the top, because wind drives rain in that direction. You want the doorway sealed from every angle. You take out the new door sweep. This is the final guard against cold air at ground level. You hold it against the door and mark the length. You cut it clean so it fits edge to edge. You attach it with screws, starting from the center to avoid bending. You test the door. The sweep touches the ground with even pressure. Not too heavy, not too light, just enough to stop the draft without dragging. You open and close the door a few times. The movement feels right. The home gains another shield. You check the siding seams near the windows. You look for small places where wind could slip through. You find a loose joint near the quarter. You press it to see how deep the gap goes. It is shallow, but shallow gaps still pull heat. You seal it with a thin line of exterior caulk. You work the bead into the seam so it blends with the siding. You repeat the process on a second seam that showed movement earlier. You stay ahead of future damage by shutting down early openings. You walk along the roofline edge. You do not repair the roof here, but you inspect the drip edge. You look for small separations where water could slide behind the side. You see one area lifting slightly immune. You press it back into place and confirm the hold. You add a thin reinforcing line beneath it. This prevents wind from lifting it during storms. Small corrections like this stop future repairs from growing into bigger work. You step back and survey the house. You run your hand along the sealed edges. The caulk lines look strong. The windows feel tighter. The door meets the frame with confidence. You feel the weather press against the home, but you feel less of it reach through. That is the goal. A sealed structure holds its warmth. It breathes on its terms. You perform your final check during a small wind shift. You hold a smoke pencil near the frame edges. The trails stay straight. They rise clean. The leaks you saw on the first day are gone now. You move to the door. The smoke does not bend. You feel the cold outside, but not inside your hand's reach. You built a proper barrier. You walk the perimeter again for long-term planning. You decide which areas to inspect every year. You choose the windows on the weather-facing side. You choose the door that took the strongest draft. You note the siding seams that needed reinforcement. You set a schedule. You will check everything at the start of each cold season, and again at the first warm shift. Maintenance saves you money and stress. It keeps the work you did today alive. You calculate the impact. Drafts cost energy every hour. Now those escape paths are shut. The heater will run less. The interior temperature will stay steady. This cuts your bills and reduces the strain on the home. The structure is stronger. The risk of moisture damage is lower. You feel the weight of the work, but also the reward. You turned a leaking shell into a control environment. You finish by standing at the doorway. The wind presses against the house. You hear it move past the siding instead of through it. The home feels different now. Tighter, steadier, ready for heat, cold, storm, or drought. You close the door and know the barrier will hold.